Christian marriage is not only about sharing a home, raising children, managing money, or enjoying companionship. At its deepest level, Christian marriage is a shared walk with God. A husband and wife are two embodied souls joined in covenant. That means their spiritual life is not separate from their daily life. Prayer, forgiveness, scripture, worship, confession, service, sexuality, parenting, suffering, and mission all become part of the marriage journey. But spiritual growth together does not mean both spouses will always grow at the same speed. One spouse may love quiet Bible reading. The other may connect with God through worship music, service, conversation, or walking outside in prayer. One spouse may be expressive. The other may be private. One may be eager to talk about faith. The other may feel awkward, pressured, or ashamed. That is why spiritual growth in marriage must not become performance. A spouse is not more spiritual because he prays longer out loud. A wife is not less spiritual because her devotional life looks different. A husband is not automatically cold toward God because he struggles to put words to his faith. Spiritual growth together begins with grace. The goal is not to force identical habits. The goal is to build a shared direction. A couple can begin simply. Pray briefly before bed. Read one scripture together once a week. Ask, where did you sense God's help today? Attend worship faithfully. Repent quickly. Forgive sincerely. Talk honestly about fear, temptation, calling, and hope. The most powerful spiritual growth often happens in ordinary moments. A husband apologizes without defending himself. A wife speaks truth without contempt. A couple prays before making a major decision. They choose church when they are tired. They ask for help before resentment hardens. They bless their children. They serve someone in need. This is spiritual growth together. It is not a religious show. It is the slow formation of a covenant home where Jesus is welcomed, scripture is heard, prayer is practiced, and love becomes more obedient over time. A spiritually growing marriage does not mean a perfect marriage. It means a marriage that keeps turning toward God. So begin where you are. Not where you wish you were, not where another couple appears to be. Begin with one faithful step. Because in Christian marriage, spiritual growth is not merely something each spouse does alone. It is something husband and wife learn to practice together as one covenant household before God.